boy, oh boy, in my long wing, it's time for...
That was supposed to be the Ooh. Come undone part.
Oh, but, you okay. Know, I like it.
No,
I like trash. It. I thought it was like a horror movie. That one sounded like a horror movie side buildup where instead it goes, it's like
I gotcha. You know,
like it's getting closer. Gotcha. I like that.
Sure.
Hey, hello, and welcome everybody to another dick tugging episode of How Sadness the Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
As per usual, I am Jacob Allen Kuban,
mm-hmm.
and with me, next to me, inside me, is the one. Mm-hmm. The only.
Casey, yeah, we're going to see Paramore tomorrow, Stoddard.
Ooh.
I can't talk.
But he's gay.
Yes,
he can't
both
talk,
are.
But he's gay.
Yeah, I'm just so jazzed.
Oh, man, we are. We're going to see Paramore tomorrow. That's going to be...
We're going to do it. It's going to be fucking weird.
I don't know. Should we preface by saying you weren't initially signed up?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care?
No. No, right. I was more than signed up.
I remember... When I was younger, this girl came over and was asking me, trying to find out about me and shit. And she was like,
mm-hmm.
"Hey, so do you like Paramore?" Like,
yeah.
I was like, "No, I don't know what. Yeah. I don't like emo bands. Like, blah blah blah." I was very nervous.
Yeah.
And then like I think it was like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, we were drinking, and there was just like a lull in the conversation. I just turned to her and I was like, "Hey, I don't know why I said that. I actually really like that band a lot. Yeah. They're like one of my favorites." She was like, "You didn't need to lie to me. I wasn't being like accusatory. I was just trying to find out more about you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay." She slept in a closet with me that night.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys talk about?
In the closet?
Yeah.
Just how much I wanted to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trapped in the closet.
No, it was a friend of mine. I won't say her name because it's not necessary. But I thought it was rad that the two things she wanted to do, well, she wanted to stay over, and I was like, okay, but I have this thing, like, I lived in a one-bedroom attic apartment.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a bedroom, but I did this thing where I made, like, this little fort, fort tunnel
mm-hmm.
behind my TV and, like, DVD shelf and shit
yeah.
that led to this tiny little, like, closet.
Mm-hmm.
And the place I had lived in before, I lived in a closet under the stairs, and, I just missed it. I had this big ass room I was living in now, and I was like, I missed the tiny space, and always had a weird paranoia that I'd get murdered in my sleep. And so, if you're in a tiny space, nobody can really sneak up on you or hide somewhere.
That's true.
So I was like, my bed is kind of in this closet. Is that cool? And she's like, that's fucking weird and cool as shit. Like, let's do that. And I was like, all right, that's pretty dope. She's a really cool girl.
Yeah. No, I get that. I still feel very uncomfortable sleeping if I'm not facing the door.
Yeah.
If I can't see the door.
Yeah.
Or if a closet's open. Nah. Game over. Fuck that shit.
Under a window facing away from it.
Yeah.
Used to always get me.
Yeah, that's pretty weird, too.
That's how mine is right now, but we're on the second floor.
Yeah.
I have it loaded up with fans and shit, so it doesn't really bother me that much, but that's like a big one. You know how it's usually set up, like the window's right in the middle of the wall, and then the bed's like right under it?
Yeah.
So you're just laying there, like no clue what's fucking over top of you? I hate that
shit. Yeah, you know what else bugs me? What's up with these people putting their beds not against walls?
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
I don't understand.
I hate it. Yeah, I had so many friends where like you'd come in and their bed would be in the middle of the room. I'm like, why do you got somebody who could kill you from two sides? Three, technically.
You got to check both sides now for hiders.
Idiot. Fools.
I guess I only get it if it's like a couple's room and they both have bedside tables.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that more, sure. but even then it's like.
Then you gotta, you know, push your dumb kids over.
Yeah. I'll push them.
No, it's fucking time.
You kids get to sleep on the edge, not against the wall. You're the first to go.
Yeah.
Your screams will be like a nice little fire alarm.
That was like another fear I had was like rolling off. Because I like slept in a bunk bed when I was a kid. So I was always like, oh, if you fucking fall, you're going to die. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I rolled off a bunk bed.
Yeah?
Oof. I had a bunk bed that I think my dad built, my bio dad built. And,
Those are always the best.
Yeah, well, it fell down on whoever was sleeping.
Oh, shit.
Below several times.
Seriously?
Like several times.
Oh, boy.
So it fell down on my cousin once, both my cousins, and then it fell down on me once. So that was more of the fear.
Yeah.
You're like sleeping like a turtle with your legs up
because
you didn't want it to fall on you. But then I also, I rolled out of the top bunk once.
Yeah.
And it was quite the wake up.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like fun.
But you don't really remember it because you feel like, you ever have the dream where you're falling?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that, but then it hurts after. Yeah. like that's the only main difference. But
yeah, I was talking to my buddy Andrew because me and him are both big fans of this artist, this musician. He's dead. Towns Van Zandt.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And there's just like he's just like the movie Crazy Horse is like rumored to loosely be based on him.
And it
kind of makes sense because like he was he's like a legend among like folk singers, but he never made it big. But there's also just like this weird fucking like mystery around like who he really was, because there's just these like outrageous stories about him that like people don't really know if they're true or not. And like
drug related or just in general?
Totally just he was he was a huge drug addict and like, but like there's just these weird ass stories. Like I was reading a story where one guy was saying that Towns Van Zandt was really drunk and they were in his hotel room. They're on like the third floor where he's like, man, I just really want to like, you guys like that, you know, that sensation of falling. Like, I love that. That's like my favorite thing. He's like, I just want to feel that right now. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? So he just went out onto his balcony and then fell three stories and landed on his back and like fucked up his back just because he wanted to feel that feeling for a bit, which is funny. So he has a song called To Live Is To Fly. Okay. And then in Crazy Heart, one of the songs on the soundtrack, the chorus is, it's funny how falling feels like flying for a little while. So I'm like, maybe it is
that
kind of about him.
Seems like a point. Yeah, like a little like wink wink story. Yeah. Especially
but apparently the dude was just crazy.
They've got I just saw a commercial. Mike Judge has a new series
good,
out
dude,
that looks cool. That's about like not unknown but not really well-known country.
I think they call them outlaw country.
Yeah, outlaw country stories, and it's all animated, but they just tell stories. I'm fucking into that.
Yeah, dude. All those like old musicians back then are probably fucking
always moonshine involved. Gonna be a story with moonshine that ends well. Like, I came home from work and I had a glass of moonshine and then I just went right to bed. Like, it's like Ambien times 40. Like,
I had a reasonable amount of moonshine and was like, you know what, that's good. Let's get to bed. It's 8:30.
What's a reasonable amount of moonshine? Is like a thimble.
Yeah, I was just gonna say a thimble.
It still tastes like gasoline.
I was gonna have a thimble, but then we lost a piece of the Monopoly board, so I had to, you know.
I used the cap to a 7-Up bottle, and then I ended up getting fucking hammered drunk.
Yeah. Oh man, I've never. Have you ever had moonshine?
I think I technically have, but I don't know if it was. Well, I don't know, because at my bio dad's place on the river, everyone says, like, this is moonshine and shit like that. But I'm like, is it, like, how moonshine is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because when I think moonshine, I'm thinking, like, tub.
Yeah, like they made it.
Like, the fucking stills and shit, you know, in the mountains and all that. Like, the really haggard shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know they used to make, they would make shit that was really fucked up with, like, Everclear and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Call it, like, apple pie. And they make it so you cannot.
Justified.
Oh, yeah. They do. Oh, shit. Yeah. They do that in Justified. Yep. Yeah. You just can't taste the alcohol at all.
Oh, really?
It's pretty much like.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. It's like redneck jungle juice.
Yeah. I've never had Everclear, but I know it's like strong as shit, right?
Yeah. Well, and it used to be stronger.
Oh, right? Really?
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there was like a chunk when I was first hearing about it where it was like illegal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then they brought back.
Okay.
And you could buy it at like fucking Meijer and shit like that. But I think the proof was like way, way lower.
Oh, yeah.
It was like maybe a third of what it used to be.
Is that considered vodka?
I think
or just moonshine?
It's considered corn whiskey.
Oh,
maybe.
Because, it's clear, right?
Yeah. I don't, I could be completely wrong
on all of these
accounts, but I'm pretty sure it's because it doesn't have anywhere close to a taste like vodka, even in its like heaviest form.
Okay.
Is bottled
that
at
would
151
make sense.
Proof.
Corn, like a corn whiskey?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Let me see.
I know.
It's made from corn. That's all it says. It's not a.
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey makes my baby feel.
Yeah.
Feel a little frisky.
There it is.
Oh, fuck that song.
Oh, here we go. Okay, wait a minute. Everclear is a brand name of rectified spirits sold by American company Luxco. It is made from corn and is bottled at 151 proof.
Ooh.
And 190 proof.
Jesus Christ.
As of 2015, sale of the latter The 190 proof is prohibited in Alaska, California, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, Ohio, Washington, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and Minnesota.
Okay.
At least in Maryland, Luxco sells a 189 proof version of Everclear instead of the 190.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, it's grain alcohol.
Oh, okay.
That's just what they call it. Yeah.
All right. God, that's fucking neutral crazy, spirit. Man. I can't even imagine. I can't. 190? Are you shitting me?
190.
Dude, that's what is the Jim Beam over there? What is this?
Maybe 80?
70. Yeah, it's 80
is
proof.
Is it 80? Yeah.
It's 80 proof.
I like how.
That's fucking crazy.
In Maryland, they're like, oh, we can't do 190 anymore? 189.
Fuck
like,
you guys.
You're not taking our Everclear, all right?
Oh, what a. That's fucking baller.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. 92.4% ethanol by weight.
Ooh.
95% alcohol by volume, which is about 92.4% ethanol by weight. Shit. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds bad.
Yeah, I don't either. I read it hoping you might.
I know ethanol, like, that's like an alternate fuel for, like, cars and shit.
Yeah.
It's made from corn. I know that. I don't know. Whatever.
I only drink stuff that gets my car to where, gets my truck to where I need to be and gets me where I need to stay.
I don't know. That was kind of poetic.
Well. Yeah, hey.
I liked it.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'll paint it onto a fucking palette board and sell it on Etsy for fucking $100 each, and those fucking idiots, and then dangle some Budweiser cans from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how to make the money. Yeah. God damn.
Bullcorn, remember?
All right.
Oh, man. Earlier when we were talking about Paramore, I was trying to think of the chorus to Misery Business, and I couldn't think of it. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh, man. I'm not good at that shit, though. Like, I listen to shit on repeat. I'm sure you know.
I can feel the pressure. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Because I could. Okay. Because I knew, like, the rhythm of that, but I started singing, because I feel bruised and broken. I was like, that's Newfound Glory.
Oh, okay. You're just mixing up.
But I could not think of a. Miss Misery's fucking AFI.
Yeah, Miss Murder.
Miss Murder. That's what it was. Yeah. Yep.
I dug that song too.
Yeah, they had a good song called, I think it was called.
I don't even have that song on here.
Coheed was Welcome Home. Theirs was like the leaving song or something like that. It's like, right now, this is the feeling. Breathe.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a good song. I think it's on their first CD.
I thought of, as soon as you said that, I thought AFI. Of right now is a fun show, brother. Check it out now.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
I'll rape my mother. Check. Ooh. I'm trying to think of...
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Man, if they don't play this song tomorrow, I'm leaving.
I hope they play Fences. That's one of my favorites.
I'm curious. Do you think it's going to be do you think they have new, like, fans? Or is it just going to be a bunch of people,
you know what?
Like,
I mean,
our age? Or a steady mix?
I think it'll be a decent mix, but I think... I don't know. Out here is hard, though, because if we were in Michigan and their tickets were somewhat expensive, I don't think kids would be at it very much.
Oh, no.
But, like... But out here, I think people are using their parents' money, or their parents are just buying shit so they get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
That it might be a decent mix.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Greek before, though.
Me neither.
Getting us to the Greek, man.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
I hope Russell Brand shows up and
jerks my dad off.
Jerks my dad off.
Yeah.
Dressed as Bin Laden.
I remembered a...
They can kiss my fat vagina.
A pretty embarrassing CD I had growing up. Mm-hmm. I had the Bewitched.
Oh,
CD.
Dude.
Do we talk about this?
Oh, man. I don't know if we did on the podcast.
Say you won't. So, okay. So, I fucking had that CD, right?
Mm-hmm.
Banger.
Yeah.
That shit is legit.
Yeah.
And
that the main banger from it?
Yeah. The Say La Vie. Say you
yep,
will.
That's what it
say
was. You won't.
Yeah. So, fucking banger. And everybody in my neighborhood was making fun of me. And I was like, you fuckers, just listen to this song. And
you just do it quietly.
Yeah. I was like, if you guys would just sit in your room with your boombox holding it. to your chest, you would appreciate the song. And they did. And one kid liked it so much that he stole my CD.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that cocksucker.
Yeah. I don't want to call him out, but because he's in the military now. But
maybe. Maybe keep away from that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching you.
I got a more embarrassing. I did a puppet show, talent show,
puppet show
thing with two of my buddies with that.
Mm.
And all we did was... had the puppets dance to it and sing to it, and I had two little mice and one
that's
of them,
pretty legit.
One
though.
Of them had like a doll that was almost of his own self.
Yeah,
Eric did, and then my buddy Paul had like a monkey or something.
Ooh,
I don't know why we were into like puppets. We went and just bought puppets, and we would hang out. And then I also don't know why we thought that would be cool.
Yeah,
in the fucking slightest.
How much pussy did you get? How much pussy did you guys get? Why can't I talk today?
I mean, if you could measure it in volume by how they screamed, and also volume in buckets of
buckets
of lady cum.
Yeah,
buckets.
Oh, that's good stuff.
What's the name of this fucking thing? I want to. Oh, there it is. Yeah, but
that's a hard one to.
Somebody has a video somewhere.
That girl looks cross-eyed as shit.
Somebody has a video somewhere of us doing a fucking legit like a puppet show.
Oof.
To that, and fuck, I think it was like some people say before we were even in high school.
Yeah,
so it was like, hey, you excited to go to high school? Yeah, we are. Let's
hi. Three, oh man, look at this dance.
Three young boys behind a sheet just with the shit up and like just bouncing back and forth.
That's hilarious.
Especially this song is like about girls talking to a boy.
Yeah, are they gonna fuck them? That was weird.
Oh, that was a Bewitch reference.
Yeah, it looks like she was like, had like, just done coke though.
Who the fuck is that guy? Oh, I thought I knew who that was.
That was always suggested.
Well, I fucked him.
Hey.
Oh, they're about to reverse gangbang him.
Yeah.
You ever watch any of those?
Hey. What?
Reverse gangbang?
No.
It's the girls, or it's gangbang the dude.
Oh, I've seen the ones where they're like, your dick is small. Like,
oh, that's cucking.
And
yeah, that's just straight
that's
cucking.
That's funny.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Say la vie.
What's say la vie mean? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's just a puff, just a, uh-oh.
Ooh, that girl looks like Elizabeth Moss. But not a Scientologist.
Oh, my God. We were on stage doing this for a solid 4 minutes.
Yeah?
Is that how long it is? 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
2 minutes, 56 seconds of three pubescent boys.
1 full minute with a standing ovation afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny? The girls loved it, but it was before they knew they could call us.
Hey. I love that part. It was before they what?
I was just going to say something offensive.
Oh. Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Oh, I didn't. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow you away.
Yeah, well then, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Yeah.
All right. Listen, ladies, this is a little too crass for our podcast.
So they clearly
just spraying them down.
Yeah. They are ladies. They're at least they all look at least 18. That kid looks
they're at least like 20.
Yeah,
20 something.
That kid looks 16 tops.
Yeah, he's easily 16.
So, wow.
Hey,
not. That song's problematic.
Hey, you know what? They're all witches, and they make dreams come true.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, yeah, they do. Don't witches, like, kill kids or whatever?
That dude is gay.
I don't know. Maybe. Do witches kill kids?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think they're supposed to,
and then they made, like, good witches. Wizard of Oz came out, and everyone's like, oh, there's good witches, too.
Oh, they got flying monkeys.
Oh, they got flying bubbles and, and monkeys.
Flying bubbles. Yeah. They got midgets hanging themselves.
Oh, no.
This movie's great.
This is the greatest movie of all time. This is the greatest night of my life.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fun.
Well, yeah. Shit, I don't know. Oh, shit. Yeah, so we started with Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
So we get to go see Paramore tomorrow, which is fucking awesome, which will be yesterday for all of you listening.
Yeah.
Just found out that Josie and the Pussycats, because of this huge nostalgia culture, is having like this big comeback. And there was this whole article written about it, about how understated or how under appreciated it was, and how ahead of its time it was and shit. Yeah, and how now people are comparing it to like Idiocracy and shit, in the comparison of, because they used logos and company shit so much. What's the word I'm looking for?
Product placement.
Yeah. Like so much. And there's so much of the like, oh, you play one song and the mind control shit and everything.
Yeah.
How big people are followers and shit. How much it works now more than it did then, kind of thing.
Hmm.
I was like, I think it was the same then.
Yeah.
A bit too, maybe a little more. But they're playing it at the Ace Hotel.
Yeah.
And they've got the live band, I guess, there too. The lady playing the fucking songs who actually sang Josie's part, and the band that actually did their shit, because the three didn't do it.
Oh, you're telling me Rosario Dawson didn't play the drums?
She does not know how to play bass.
Bass?
Tara
Who's
Reed
the drummer?
Was drums.
Oh, that's what it was. Ugh.
Yep. Well, Rachel Lee Cook could not cook it. Couldn't cook it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of cooking,
though.
The cook is shook. Speaking of cooking.
That sounds cool, though.
It sounds fun. We rarely get out unless it's for open mics or...
Saddle tossing. Did you say saddle?
What did you say?
Oh, I said salad. I think saddle tossing. I meant to say salad.
Okay, it's I heard saddle for some reason. I'm in a country mood. I bet you that's how they'd say it there.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you hear about Chuck? He saddle fucked. He saddle tossed old Jeff over there. Huh?
His horse.
Yeah, yes. We're rode him bareback. That's what saddle tossing is.
Okay.
You pull the condom off and you fuck bareback. That's saddle tossing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, where the buffalo roam? how the mighty have fallen. That's not what I meant to say either. What's a...
Give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Did you ever see that Bill Murray, where the buffalo roam?
No.
Oh, it's bad.
I'm not surprised.
What the fuck was I trying to say? Bareback.
Brokeback.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, good. Fine. Real good, Kuban.
That's okay, buddy.
Speaking of big gay love, though.
Yes.
I say we get
getting in that pussy hole.
We talk about how much we can't get into the old pussy hole.
Yeah.
You know, with a little bit of She wouldn't fuck me if I tried. No, she wouldn't, and if I lied about the size of my penis hole, no, she wouldn't call me an asshole. Fuck my dog, fuck my butt, everybody, I'm such a slut. She wouldn't fuck me. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't fuck me, and either would these people. That went off the rails a little bit.
I liked it, though. I liked how we clearly started one beat, and then we're just like, nope.
Here we go. Just jumped to something else.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm clearly a genius voice of a generation.
That's good. Smooth transition.
But he's gay.
Yes. All right. So I'll get this thing started. This first lady, you might recognize her as Tawny. From the old Even Stevens.
Mm.
Real name, Margot Harshman.
Oh, okay. Harshman.
Margot.
Gotcha.
Interesting. But Tawny wouldn't fuck me, not even if she did eat wieners.
Oh, yes. Big Dog.
Yeah.
Big Dog, the clothing brand. Oh, baby.
Is that what it's called?
Big Dog.
Big Dog? I thought it was called something else.
Big Dogs. Oh. If you can't stay in the heat, stay off the porch.
Sure.
That's what they said, I think.
Interesting. Did you know her character's name in Sorority Row is, her name is Chugs?
Chugs.
Yeah.
I thought it was Jugs.
No, it's Chugs.
Chugs?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I've watched that movie quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I like it.
I've seen the old one. I haven't seen the new one. I don't think I've seen the new one all the way through, but yeah. Her character wouldn't fuck me. Not even enough for hazing. She had to butt chug my wiener.
Ooh. All right. You should watch that movie,
because she would
definitely fuck you.
Yeah?
Her character in that movie. Yeah. If you had pills,
ooh,
or even beer, or
you know me,
or would make out with somebody who just threw up.
Yeah.
There's like a scene in it where she goes to kiss a guy and they're making out and she goes and barfs, and then she comes back and starts making out and he's like, ooh, and she's like, what's your problem, fag?
Are you serious?
Yeah, was,
wow.
Something like that. And he's like, I don't know. It just tastes like vomit now. I'm not really into it. And then she might call him a homo or something.
Oh, and she barfs on his dick.
Yeah, and then she's sowing some wild oats. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. This wouldn't fuck me is Belle from the movie Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was a tad bit hairier.
Hmm.
Just a tad.
Okay.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was a talking vibrator.
Yeah.
In that house. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if the candlestick sang, try his penis, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
they
all
would know.
They would, hey.
Yeah,
the dishes would know.
Those paper plates.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No. I'm glad that it's better when it comes out somebody else's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've come on a paper plate before. Huh? Oh, good evening, miss.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where is it?
Oh, these buttons are too small.
Oh, that's fine. What was it? That's fine. I can't find it. I was looking for that's the one right. Where he's like, oh, you hate to hear stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know if it's on this page.
That's why. Who cares?
We got to redo the page. Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Oh, I hate to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, we really do, Tim. It's fine.
We'll be all right.
This next one. I don't know. These all suck. Mm. This next one, Alyssa Milano. Yeah.
Okay. What fame?
She was on Charmed.
Yeah. I could picture her face, but I was just trying to remember what she was on.
But she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I booty called her via 1010-220. All calls up to 20 minutes are only 99 cents.
Was she the spokesperson for that?
You remember that shit?
I remember that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she was that. She was, and then like Hulk Hogan and some other fucks were.
Oh, we got to find a commercial for that.
Yeah, I was looking for it, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano, what's she been up to?
I don't know. I just saw her. I've been working on My Name is Earl, so she was in that for a bit.
Is she Alyssa Milano, you think?
No.
No? Just white?
Yeah.
She's white?
I don't know. I think she might be like Latino.
Latino.
Latina.
Latina.
I don't know.
Gotcha. Maybe. All right. Speaking of Latinas, Selma Hayek.
Oh, yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if she was desperado. Desperate. That means desperate.
Sure.
Yeah. I looked it up.
Yeah?
Because I thought it was Desperado, and I was going to do a play off of that,
yeah.
Which then I did, but it's technically Desesperado. Mm. Desesperado. I don't know. I don't know how to talk.
No, that's fine. I don't know how to talk either.
Selma Hayek, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I owned a raft.
Ooh.
You know, to get her from, you know, yep. The drill.
I do.
What about that time during softball practice and Ricky Feldman hit that line drive and it hit you right in your nuts?
That's not the one I was looking for.
I don't know. Josie and the Pussycats is hard for me to pass up going to see. I hate that that's the kind of shit that I can't, like, I don't know. We're both unlucky in many other worse ways, but I'm bummed fucking because we don't goddamn have big shit that... There's usually, like, if we had, like, an open mic planned for tomorrow, I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see fucking Josie and the Pussycats. But instead, it's like, go see fucking Paramore or go see a movie on the big screen you've seen 100 fucking times.
Yeah.
I tried to.
It's still fun, though.
Tried to kiss a girl, but I had a girlfriend when I saw that movie.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Put my arm around her.
Mm.
My friend Jordy is dating Courtney Mitchell right now, and she was there. It was her friend, Amanda Reese.
Oh.
And they all made fun of me because I didn't try to kiss her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
And I was always the dude who asked. I think I've still done that.
Yeah.
Ask to kiss a girl before I did it.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
Like 69 times.
I'd like to know. 69 times?
Yeah, just that many, though.
I got 69 problems, and your butt ain't one.
Mm.
Unless you don't wash it.
Hit me.
I'm curious how big of a turnoff that is for women.
I think it depends on the ladies. I don't know.
I think usually it's like, just fucking kiss me already. I've heard that before, and I'm like, okay, cool. Well, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say it's never not worked for me, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I've never.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Unless I don't remember one, but.
Yeah.
That'd be funny, though, it's for a super drunk guy. Could I kiss you? Yeah. No. Get away from me. All
right,
cool.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right. Fair enough. That's why I asked. Hey, just the most polite drug dude in the world. Hey, I don't know. I was just respecting your rights. That's all. That's all there is to it.
I hear you.
All right. Well, on that note, let's take a quick 90 seconds of this wonderful 2000 intro to the VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
People stop and they stare at my crazy ass hair. They call me Carrot Top. Damn, I need a fight and maybe some new gear. Being people's worst, dressed out in hair. Eat my lunch. I say I cannot turn.
I got the same problem, sister. Same problem.
Oh, I didn't realize I got the end of that, too.
Nice.
They cut right to Macy Gray immediately after they do that bit.
What's she up to?
I don't know. I feel like a year or so ago I saw she release some new shit.
Yeah?
I don't know. New shit.
That song was huge.
Oh, yeah. What, I Try?
Yeah, dude.
I try to fuck a girl, but I choke. I try to fuck a man and I come buckets.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. I was just trying to think of what our usual like go-to of changing lyrics is, and it's usually fucking...
fucking butts.
Fucking butts.
Yeah, or
dogs or dads.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on that B&D game. Yeah.
Butts and dogs?
Yep.
Is that what you're going
to... Butts, dogs, and dads. And butts, dads, dudes, and dogs.
You guys ever play that board game B&D? B&D.
So like Dungeons and Dragons? No.
It's butts, dogs, dudes, and dads.
Yeah. You got to roll a 20.
You don't even need to say anything afterwards. My head is already fucking going. Well, you got to roll a 20 in order to.
I'd like a hardness check, please. Ugh, I've never played that game.
D&D?
No,
I wasn't against it. I just never. And then by the time it got popular again, I was like, now it just seems like a fucking.
I have
people
I
are just
do
doing it because it's like,
yeah,
neat. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, some of my buddies would always play that. Like, would play Risk in Settlers of Catan.
See, I couldn't. I just can't get it, into board games.
No, like we gotta sit there for 2 hours, like at least. And like every time I played Catan, like it was always just like, oh, all right, that's the game. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. I didn't fucking know that it was over.
Yeah.
I would always just try to get the longest road.
Well, I was like, if you guys
want... longest chode.
Ooh.
Suck my dick.
Dropping mites and shit all over.
Getting the longest chode, you fucking asshole.
Oh, baby, that's a fucking double entendre.
That's a big ass chode. Okay.
Or not a double entendre. That's... yeah, it is, right? Double entendre is like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah.
Longest chode.
Oh, no, that's an oxymoron.
Oxymoron, thank you. Double entendre would be the same thing in a row, right?
No, it's like a pun, it's like a sexual pun, ham wallet.
Oh, that's a double entendre.
Yeah, that whole song, that foxtrot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Unicorn. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, not that part, but like where he says.
Right, where he's talking the whole rest of the song.
Yeah. Exactly. not the chorus.
Yeah, not the chorus. But the entire rest of the song. Yeah. Okay, oxymoron. That's what I meant to say.
The bush wrinkle.
Yeah.
That's a fun
song. What was
song?
The other one? I like that song. I like the Bloodhound Gang, even though they're very like, they're not a whole album.
No.
Band like at all like no. It's like, oh, let me grab three off of this album or a couple.
Yeah. Friends with Bam Margera though.
Shit, I remember when the Bad Touch premiered.
Huge.
When people used to get around TRL and fucking, what's brand spanking new video? Brand spanking new.
Oh, yeah.
Coming at you from the left, from the right, and right on your back. It's the Bad Touch, baby. And then my buddy Paul and I were hanging out at his house because my parents definitely wouldn't let us watch that.
Yeah.
And then we watched this whole video of these monkeys just fucking singing and fucking. Good for them.
Love monkeys.
Not a fan. They freak me out.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
I don't trust them at all.
No, man.
And people are like, oh, because they ripped someone's face off. I'm like, no, I don't give a shit. Before that, they can look at you and you can like, the only thing you can see from like other animals' eyes is like, the wanting of food.
Yeah.
I will say you can see some like personality in dog's eyes.
Yeah.
Where they'll like look up at you like, oh, I love this fucking dude. Mm-hmm. He's my dude. But outside of that, I feel like monkeys, if you saw like a monkey look at you and then he squinted his eyes just a little bit, you'd be like, oh, cool. Got to get rid of this monkey. Yep. Like he's going to fucking kill me in my sleep. Yeah.
They're just waiting.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens is like, monkeys are okay when they're young because that's when they like you can teach them stuff. But as they get older, they forget stuff and they get more aggressive. And that's like why
and nature kicks in.
Yeah. And then they get more primitive and like and they just that's when they fucking rip people's faces off.
Well, what's that fucking shit I heard? I was watching this show one time about this lady. It was probably a thousand ways to die or some shit.
Sure, I'll believe it.
Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah. I would always try to guess the puns.
Oh God, the puns end. Are the oh. fucking greatest.
Yeah, I was like, I just wrote a better one.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it had Ron Perlman fucking narrating it.
That was him.
Yeah,
I didn't know that,
dude. That show is so much fun. You know what's funny is as against their demographic as I am, Spike TV.
Yeah,
I like a lot of their shows. I don't know like if that's what? A good Bar Rescue.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
Fucking. Okay.
I was gonna say I can't really think of any of their shows.
Ink Master is in that one.
I is watched, that on that?
I think so. Maybe sure. it is now. I'll buy it. Maybe oh. it is now. Maybe sure. it started on like NBC. I don't know. I like watching that dumb shit. Fine. And
yeah.
But Bar Rescue, fucking yeah. yep.
Yeah.
Taffer, goddamn John Taffer.
Yeah, fucking human thumb.
Yeah, thumb face bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
Oh, I miss that shit so much.
He's hilarious. Yeah.
We went on a goddamn like 2 week bender of that shit.
Mm-hmm. Best 2 weeks of my life.
Forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, I was watching Thousand Ways to Die though.
Yeah.
Technically terrible show.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be watching it because I'm as close to fucking hypochondriac as you can get.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But like
yeah,
just
yeah.
finding new ways that you could die. So I'm walking around places. And I think I had a joke one time about the story, this one where this guy, one of his buddies was fucking around and pointed a gun at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, he freaked out and he put his hands up. And then he tripped over a rock and fell. And while he's falling down, a rattlesnake struck the dude
what the fuck?
Right in the fucking heart.
Yeah.
So like it could have struck him anywhere else and they could have gotten him antivenom. Yeah. But it hit him directly in the fucking heart and shot venom right into his heart. And he died immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, gave him the old Steve Irwin.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's dirty, man.
The dry land Steve Irwin, yeah. pretty much. Yeah. I haven't been disc golfing since I moved out here because of snakes.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I don't know what ones exist out here. I don't want to find out. I'm not about it at all. And, they had one where this person, had like a shitload of reptiles, like illegal reptiles, like a Komodo dragon and like a fucking, like a big ass snakes and all this shit.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the fact that reptiles will be chill with you until they know they can eat you, pretty much.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they'll hang out and like be super chill with you. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're big enough to finally fucking eat you. And so we're gonna.
Okay.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah. Fucking iguana. Speaking of reptiles,
I want to hear the sharp fart.
It wasn't even that sharp. Even.
I know it's funny.
I like it.
I had heard, kind of similar with owls. That like if you have a pet owl, you shouldn't. But if you do, like you really shouldn't.
No, I like that immediately though.
But I had heard if you do, they will never stop trying to attack you.
Stop trying to attack you?
They will always attack you. Like, when they see you, they will, it's just in their DNA. They'll try to attack you. Like, if you go to feed them and shit, like, if you go, like, in their cage or whatever, they'll try to fuck you up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, they're a fucking bird, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a horrible pet.
It's a wild animal in general. Like,
yeah.
I definitely am going to own two otters at some point in my life.
Oh, yeah?
I follow all these otter owners on Instagram. And they post these photos every once in a while to remind people, like, yeah, otters are fucking, like, the cutest goddamn things in the world, but look at my arm. Yeah. And they all have, like, pictures from when they got bit and shit and, like, haggard, like, bleeding, like, fucking crazy. And they're, like, they're still wild animals. Yeah. Like, they're not domesticated. We haven't, like, inbred them enough that they're just kind of...
Complacent,
you know?
Yeah.
Speaking of complacency. You know, we're gonna go on here with a segment that you guys are all used to, and I'm juiced to.
Someone's
gonna tell you about
secret.
It's called secrets are no fun. secrets, fuck my bum.
Yes.
Do you want to start?
No.
Note card secrets, everybody. Do you want me to start?
Mine's not very good.
That's fine. Mine's not either. It's pretty quick.
Okay, mine's a little longer, but
I'll do me then. I'll go. Okay, so I once ate a quarter and shit out two dimes and a nickel.
Ooh.
I once jerked off in a tree stand, or I once shit the bed and ruined my favorite horse blanket.
I think you might got me fooled on this one.
Doggy.
Ugh, God damn it, because fucking anytime I hear shitting with Kuban, I'm like, yep. But second to shitting, beaten off.
Ha ha ha!
I'm gonna go with the. I'm gonna
That's
go.
How
with
I'm gonna
the,
die. I'm either gonna die shitting or beating off.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear? How he died on the toilet. Oh, was he shitting? No, beating off.
Oh,
both. Ah, he tried both at the same time.
Both
died. Both. Both.
I'm gonna go with the deer stand.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
The other one, I went on our recent trip home. I was hanging out with my friend Rupert and
Rupert.
Yeah.
Were you gonna say she?
She.
What?
Yeah.
That's that.
Her name's
really?
Yeah. Her name's Rupert.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
I don't ever call her. I met her when she had a different name.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah. So, but that's her name. It's I think funny she told to me once to. I don't think she ever actually told me not to call her that because we met way before she started calling herself that.
Yeah.
But she's not like she didn't transition.
Oh no.
That's what it sounds like.
No, it's just a weird name and then like to hadn't meet a girl named Rupert. I don't know. I just made a big deal out of
nothing. No, you're good. You're totally fine.
Making
that's usually the reaction
tits
when I'm pills. Like, yeah, my friend Rupert. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Is that a cartoon character?
Yeah.
Is that an imaginary friend? Yeah. Like, no. It's a good friend of mine.
It's a good name.
We were hanging out and she's like, oh my God, I have this story for you. You remember those blankets from back in the day? Those like fuzzy, like,
oh,
you grew up in the Midwest. Those fuzzy, like horse blankets that are gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous. I'd like to have one, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
They're warm, too.
Yeah. Better than a real horse.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
It feels better.
That won't buck when you fuck. You know?
It might. Who knows? It might. Definitely won't fuck you to death, though.
Oh, Mr.
It won't
Hands.
Mr. Hands you. I need a Mr. Hands horse blanket.
Oh, my God. That'd be the most disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a graphic.
Yeah.
Tea, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's fat, graphic. Red, and brown all over. Mr. Hands blanket.
Yeah.
Fat dick. Red blood, human blood, and brown shit, human shit. But she told me this story about her aunt, I think, or somebody. They used to sleep. She would sleep over at their place.
Mm-hmm.
She would sleep in her bed with that blanket, and her aunt had IBS. And she's like, "Oh my God, I think of you every time I remember this story." And her aunt pretty much ruined that blanket.
Yeah.
She shit the bed one night.
Shit.
And it was just like smothered. And I don't know if you got to like...
Smothered like a waffle hash browns?
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't what they say?
I don't know what
want
that
you
is.
Smothered, want you cover like my waffle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think so.
Oh, I fucked it up.
I think that's...
Yeah. I don't know what
that might be.
It.
Get you twisted like my sister. Yeah. I don't know. Some shit like that.
Yeah. Callbacks are gay.
But yeah. And so I don't know if you got to fucking dry clean those things or what. Because they're fluffy, man.
Yeah.
You definitely can't bring it in covered in shit.
Yeah.
No. I mean, once you shit the bed.
Yeah.
You can't really bring that into a laundromat and be like, hey, yo. I would love to talk to like a laundromat owner.
Just wearing a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Hey, this is a poo-poo. I poo-pooed it. Poo-pooed the blankie.
Human poo.
Human poo-poo on the blankie.
Oh, man.
But, all right. So the real story.
Damn, though. Yeah.
And jerked off in a tree stand. Yeah. And I'm sure I would be shocked if you did not talk to one person who has hunted in their life.
Yeah.
I would bow hunt.
Yeah.
And I tried gun hunting once. And it just felt like it was too easy, and I hated it. I would bow hunt, and most of bow hunting is just sitting in the tree waiting for an animal to come by and hoping it's not like a squirrel in the same tree as you or a raccoon in the same tree as you or something else in the same tree as you because they get mad.
Yeah.
They get mad if you're sitting still. Like I had a few times a squirrel would come down the tree, and I'd hear like some rustling, and then you go to look up, and then they... freak the fuck out because they were just about to like climb down you.
Yeah.
And then they start like barking at you and yelling, and you're like, I know they're tiny, but
yeah.
You get fucked up by a squirrel, I feel like.
Oh yeah.
I remember for a while I had this phobia of, not even a phobia, but I would talk to my friends. I was like, can you imagine if squirrels were as big as horses? I mean, dogs.
Yeah.
Horses would be even crazier, but they would fuck you up.
Yeah.
But, I was just in a
claws, man.
Yeah. It's the fucking buck teeth and no thanks. Yeah. But I don't know. I was a kid going through puberty, hanging out in a tree by myself, and just
gotta pass the time.
Gotta pass the time. So I'd bring my Game Boy up there, and sometimes that just wasn't enough. Yep. And instead of enjoying the wilderness, I really enjoyed the wilderness.
Oh yeah.
I mean, sometimes Mother Nature is a sexy lady.
You get that sunlight coming through the branches,
hitting them just right.
Hitting those leaves.
Do you get that? You
see those leaves changing? Oh, doggy. Now I know why Adam and Eve did stuff.
Oh, together. I'm so stupid. I was going to try to say some like scientific plant shit.
Chlorophyll? More like nut and fill.
More like filling these camouflage shorts. But yeah, no, I just I got bored and I was like, no deer are going to show up. So I just started jerking off and I jerked off and came on the tree stand.
On the stand?
Yeah, I just left it there. And zipped up, which is zipping up like 8 layers.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I finish zipping up, I look out and there's 3 deer in the basement. And I was just like, oh. And they're all looking up at me because I'm moving around so much. And I immediately felt like embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you idiot. Like, it was like my parents walked in on me jerking off.
Yeah, I was like,
oh. And then I was like, oh, yeah, no, but you're up here to kill these things. Like,
what if their last image is you beating off and then you fucking kill them?
And then they're just so shocked by like, well, I've seen a moving tree hump before, but I've never seen a dude hump himself in a tree. Like,
oh, man. That's funny.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think I jerked off in a tree a couple times.
I mean, you know, you get up there.
It was just too much. It was too hard because you have so many layers on.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's like, what, November usually?
Yeah.
Jesus, buddy.
Like fucking November. You warm yourself up. I didn't care enough. That I was like, my dad picked me up later and was like, how was it? Did you see anything? I was like, oh, no. Some stuff saw me, though. Like, I gave some pretty good looks. Oh, did you shoot anything? Huh? I shot a load. That was about it.
What if you shot it out of the tree and then it hit one of the deers and you killed it? Like, it's fucking come on this deer? Oh, great. The meat's tainted.
What if that's how you find out you could kill a deer? You just come on it.
Yeah.
And they're allergic to human cum.
Oh, hey.
And it just dies.
Hasn't been tested, I bet.
Or you come on a deer's head and it freaks out.
Yeah.
And it runs into a tree and dies. And it's like, did you kill anything? Yeah, I killed this huge buck. And it was like, I don't see any. It's not even bleeding. What is this? What's this shit on its head? I don't know. Tree sap?
Yeah, tree sap.
Yeah, well, human tree sap, you fuck.
Yeah, well, get it right on its face and then try to mount that thing. mount your own facial. <That'd>
be. You got a fucking deer mounted on your wall that's got a fucking cowlick in its hair. Yeah.
Was this something about Mary?
You're like, no, it's just my favorite movie. Something about Mary. And my second favorite thing is deer. Not jerking off. Yeah. I swear, it's not jerking off. I swear. oh man,
that's funny.
Good old days. Yeah. You know?
All right. I guess I'll go into mine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to keep it tight.
Kick his water loving ass, Greg.
Because it's not very good. I sent a video of me jerking off to Carson Daly.
Mm.
Took a shit in the Holocaust Museum. Didn't flush. Or the first time I had an edible was on Halloween.
Ooh, boy. I know the real one.
Yeah?
I hope. Actually, I hope I don't know the real
Listen,
one.
Listen, we had some chili, and I didn't mean to disrespect Anne, but I just couldn't hold in. You know?
You had the Anne Frank chili, silent but deadly.
I was farting up a storm.
Oh no!
And I was like, ooh. I was like, listen, they already found me. I gotta let go. I can't get on this train without shitting. You know?
Oh my god!
Anyways, all right, let's get.
Didn't flush. Took a shit in some of the shoes.
Yeah.
Didn't wipe. I think that didn't flush and didn't wipe is like one of the funniest things you could end like a took a shit somewhere story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go take a shit in the American Doll store. Didn't Ooh, wipe.
Yeah.
Didn't wipe. All right, so
greasy cheeking it, you know.
Greasy cheeking. Ooh. That's a good way terrible. To get some baby rash.
Yeah.
You know, Ooh. Baby buns.
Yeah.
Sweet cheeks. well, you definitely sent a jerk off video to Carson Daly.
Yeah. Didn't make it on TRL.
You looked at it like Dr. Evil, but he had one black fingernail.
Oh, yeah, he did.
When he used to color his fingernail.
Yeah.
I think it was his fingernail and his middle finger.
Yeah.
Black. And he just went,
yep.
Ooh. I'll buy that for $100 million billion. All right.
I was excited because I was like, yes, TRL can make that reference. And it'll be a callback. Yeah.
totally rubbing lube. All right, that wasn't great. No,
I liked it.
It was okay. But
Yeah.
All right. So first edible you ever took was on Halloween.
Yeah. I believe you showed up later.
It was in GR?
Yes, it was in GR. And I'll just start from the beginning. So me and a buddy, I don't want to embarrass him, you know. Josh Ortega.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything detrimental to his character.
I don't want to embarrass somebody.
Yeah. It was Halloween, and I don't even remember what I dressed up as. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I was dressed up as a half-ass Steve Brühl. Yeah.
I remember that.
That was a horrible costume. No one got it.
Did you take those before? Okay, keep going. Sorry.
But I think you know what I'm talking about. So we're just sitting around watching football all day, and then we were heading to the Bob, before we're gonna go meet at his buddy's house, like penthouse, like downtown, like something crazy.
Oh,
on the 50th floor. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I got these Rice Krispie treats. And usually when you do an edible, you're only supposed to take half. That's what they recommend. But like, to be safe, you're supposed to take like even less than that. And so I took like a couple bites, and then Ortega just shoved the whole thing in his mouth, and I'm like, all right, I gotta do it. So I did. And then
God, he's the worst for that too. Like, yeah. He's because he doesn't give a shit about himself. If you do anything with him drink with him, you're like, well, I'm gonna try to keep up, I guess. You learn later that you're like, you should not.
Yeah. Well, I think I ate half, and then, well, here's the thing. We didn't know it takes like 45 minutes to kick in. So I remember I ate like half in like 10 minutes.
Was that his first edible?
I don't know. I think so, yeah. Okay. I think so, yeah. Because I ate, and then like 10 minutes later, I was like, nothing's happening. He's like, well, eat the rest. So I ate the rest.
Jeez.
And then like nothing was happening, so then we smoked a little bit. And then we go down to his...
You smoked on
top. Yeah. It's because we're like, it hasn't kicked in. Maybe it wasn't...
Give it a jump start.
Yeah, it's like, maybe it wasn't good enough. Like, maybe it was just like a bad... Well, he's like, these were free, so maybe like they weren't very potent. So we smoke, and then we go to his buddy's place downtown. Huge penthouse, like 50th floor, some bullshit. We go in there, and like, it's like Ortega's friends who are like established, actually, like actual adults. Like, he's older than us, and like, I'm like fucking, I don't know, like 23, 24 time or something like that. And so we get in there, and like, still nothing's happening. He's showing us around this huge apartment. It's like, it's really nice. Like,
I remember seeing videos from that. No, yeah. I ended up there.
Yeah. It's like everything, like, it's just like this big sprawling, like, there's no real walls. It's just this huge fucking place. And he's showing us around, and then he's like, all right, everybody come out to the balcony. I'll show you the hot tub and shit. And as I'm about to like break the threshold from inside to the balcony, like I have like, I go to put, like I pick my foot up, and then I go to put it down, and I just freeze mid, and it all just hits me. And literally, I feel like I felt like I melted.
It was probably your anxiety of going out on the balcony.
Well, that's the thing too.
Kicked it in.
Yeah. Cause like I just kind of froze. And then the guy was like, you all right? And I was like, I just remembered I'm afraid of heights, which is true.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, don't come out here. He's like, go into the living room. So I went into the living room, but instead of turning around and walking to the living room, I backpedaled from the balcony through the kitchen until I hit the couch and then just collapsed. And I was just watching football. I remember it was like Oregon playing something. I was just like, this is the biggest TV I've ever seen in my life. I didn't know they made them this big. And then 5 minutes later, Ortega just comes stumbling into the room, sits on the couch, and just like, he sits like really close to me, and then like gets like an inch away from my face and just goes, holy shit. And I'm like, yeah. And so me and him are just like, we're both just like
right up on your shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just like, we're both just sitting on the couch, and everyone's in the kitchen just like having a good time. And then then Andy Bledsoe walks into the room, looks at us both, and just starts laughing. We're like, what? He's like, you guys look so fucked up right now. He's like, it doesn't help the fact that you're the only two in here, right? He's like, there's 30 people in the kitchen. You guys are just on the couch, just fucking gone.
Can you believe this TV is this big?
Yeah, it was insane. And then we went to the Bob, and then I remember, I think I talked to either Lou or I think it was BP, but he was just like, man, he's like, you guys look fucking gone right now. I was like, yeah, I'm on another planet, man. I remember I was like, man, this music is really... I can really feel it in my feet right now.
They're like, Jesus, Stoddard.
Yeah. I'm just like, yeah. And then
No one says that shit sober ever.
Yeah, yeah. Just,
I don't know. You
really feel it. Yeah.
And then my toes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was, oof, man. I'm surprised I didn't take my like socks off and was like, you know.
Yeah.
Rubbing my feet.
I got to air them out. I got to air the bass out of my feet.
I just turned into a fucking monkey again and just like de-evolutionized, evolved. Yeah, yeah.
I got to pick some stuff up with these feet real quick. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got to drink with these things. I can do it.
Can't use my hands. Yeah. And then I think we went to like Duke's or something, some shit. And then
probably Duke's. And then Fairies,
I was just like making fun of people's costumes and then just went home. But yeah, that was it.
Did I see you guys that night?
I think you might have met us at downtown. I don't know. I want to say you were in the penthouse, but I'm not sure.
I feel like I remember going to like a crazy big ass penthouse.
Yeah.
I might have swung through with Bledsoe, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what.
If we talked.
I don't remember it very well either. Was that the same Halloween as the. fuck. The roast, Homegirls Roast. Where I was dressed up as a rabbit.
Aaron Fields?
Yeah. Weren't you Brule for that? No?
I was, but I might have used the same costume.
Okay. That might be different then. Okay.
I don't know. I made out with a Mario in that costume.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
You guessed the gender.
Yeah. You guessed the gender.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, that was at the old ski house.
Jesus, how many people? I don't think I have an edible story.
Yeah, because I'm like I don't ever want to do this again.
Well, I've eaten them, but like fun, always in like a house. I never gone anywhere, and I also heard so many stories from other friends that they were like, "Yeah, I ate like a piece," and then I was like, "Nothing's happening." So then I ate a bunch more.
Yeah,
and I think I did that with shrooms one time, but like, didn't make me crazy. Yeah. But
Yeah, it was fun. Like, I wasn't, like, freaking out or anything. I was just like...
But it just all hit you.
Yeah, I was just like, why? Like, I was just so high. I was like, why am I in public right now? That was, like, my main thought. I was like, I just want to be home.
I got to
like,
get out of this public space.
With my buddies. Like, why are these girls... Like, these girls dancing on the bar, they're not going to talk to me. I'm wearing a fucking suit that doesn't even fit.
These girls aren't going to get this joke?
Yeah, no one got... Like, I was doing... Steve Brule after first season. I don't even think the first season was done.
I was going to say.
Like, first episode.
Yeah, maybe. And that was still like.
Yeah.
It wasn't until that show was done really started like, I love a Steve Brule.
Rules. Yeah, rules, I had to like explain it to everybody. And yeah, and like, that's all I did. I just bought a suit. I didn't get a wig.
They're like, what are you, a bad Coke dealer or something? And you're like, sort of.
Someone was like, are you a used car salesman? I was like,
oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking.
Yeah. In your bra. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm into it.
Cool story.
I like it. I think that's the shit, though, that usually kicks those things off, though, if you're not feeling high.
Yeah.
Like, on anything. If you're not feeling it, and then all of a sudden one of your actual anxieties kicks in, some endorphins start running through your fucking body, it, like, brings the rest with.
I can see that.
I feel like that would be a thing.
Yeah, because it's got to get through your system, so I feel like if your heartbeat starts going more.
Yeah.
Right?
Or if your body's releasing actual endorphins. Yeah. Yeah. And then, I don't know how the body works, but, you know, I know how to make things come out of holes.
Don't we all?
That's about it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of a Ritz, a Bits.
Ritz Bits sandwiches with cheese, with the taste of real cheese on the inside and buttery little Ritz crackers on the outside. Who on earth could resist Ritz Bits sandwiches with cheese?
Well, that was actually only 10, 10 seconds of a break, but we played 90 earlier, so.
What do you like, the peanut butter Ritz or the cheese?
Cheese,
yeah,
my man.
Yeah, peanut butter suck.
Yeah, I love peanut butter, though, too. Like, I'm a huge peanut butter man. I got to tell you, I got into cashews this year. Yeah. Ooh, baby.
I got into cashews.
Ooh, baby, I think I'm gay. I like the peanut. But I used to only eat honey roasted peanuts, and now I fuck with plain peanuts, you know, except for I don't like the ones you got to shell at like a Logan's where you throw the shit on the floor. And
I like those every once in a while.
Yeah. I was making jokes with Jasmine about how funny it'd be. You're at a place and people are throwing their shells on the ground and you just go and like pick them up for them and just put them on the table and you're like, you drop these.
Rude.
No, not even like just like that they're their things and you're like, hey, sorry, you drop these things, or be at that place and be eating like chicken wings and just throw the bones on the ground I didn't know how far I could go. I'm sorry.
Stir would kind of do that. Like, if he saw someone, like, litter in public, he'd pick it up and be like, hey, you dropped this. And I'm like, I was like, come on, buddy.
Yeah, I don't want to be the dude with the GoPro on his head who picks up, like, trash and throws it back in people's windows and shit.
Well, he wasn't like a dick like that.
No, I know.
Yeah. But
just
yeah.
Throw it away. If you're gonna pick it up, just throw it away.
Listen, Joe, just
All right, on that note,
that's all.
We're gonna name the episode.
Yeah.
You think this is a good one?
I'm into it,
that's
yeah.
A good one, right? I think we're gonna name this one BDD&D. It's a board game everybody won. Butts, dogs, dudes, and dads.
Something like that. It.
Shit. Well, it's maybe might be good if we remember. It's definitely butts.
Yeah. Do we want to do the D's alphabetically?
No, I think dads. Any with dads is funnier, right?
Butts, dogs, dudes, dads.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think that's.
Let's do that.
Butts, dogs, dudes, and dads.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that was a pretty positive episode.
Yeah, we did it.
Positive. It's a very positive sense, and positive. Thanks for listening, and we apologize for everything once again.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're already going to have seen Paramore by the time you guys listen to this, so... Yep.
Be changed men.
Yeah, I don't know. And try not to talk to us, because we're going to be way cooler, and I'm going to have a new girlfriend.
Oh, I never meant to brag. That's what I'm just going to be saying that afterwards the whole time.
I really hope that they're like seats. We don't have to like get in.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure there's seats.
Well, I mean, no one sits during a concert.
No, I'm pretty sure it's seats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've gone to some folk shows where people...
We'll probably stand at our seats, but we have like assigned shit.
I gotcha.
I've never been to the Greek.
Me neither.
I'm a balcony dude. If I go to a place that has a balcony, yeah. I'll fuck the balcony up.
Me too.
I like front row balcony is pretty sweet.
Interesting.
But I'm going to get fucking drunk on their music.
I was going to say,
how much booze.
How much do you think their booze is?
Oh, it's probably real expensive. We'll find out.
$13 a beer.
Well, hey, thanks for listening. Sorry again for everything that we do and everything we create and procreate. My name is Jacob Alan Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Alan Kuban, ALANKUBON, Jacob without a K. My buddy spelt my name with a K the other day, and I was like,
wow, buddy.
The fuck long have we known each other?
Yeah.
But go check out moistjunk.com. I just released some new It shirts. I'm going to release some more new shit.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. We got some House Sadness merch coming up.
I'm going to have one of our
listeners try out for us.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's gonna slip right into it.
Oh, yeah.
And so once we try those out and see how they look and everything like that, once this boy gets real cozy in there and pops them titties like...
Apple Fritties.
There you go. We're going to release some House Sadness shit that no one will buy. But
do you hear that fucking baby?
Yeah, there's a fucking baby next to her that cries like all the fucking time.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine.
It's annoying as shit. I hope no one else can hear it.
I don't think they'll be able to pick up on it here, but we hear it every goddamn night. Well, not as often because the AC was on for a while.
That's what it was, yeah.
All right, and you can go and like and comment the page if you could on iTunes, or just do comments on the website itself.
Give us a review, folks.
Yeah, review us, and we'll give you a free koozie. I'll give you a free fucking shirt if you review us. I don't give a shit.
Hey-o,
unless a bunch of you guys do it. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Go help a boy out.
Yeah.
Help a brother out.
I hear you, sister.
I've got a sister, so help a brother out.
I want to play Twister with all your sisters. Follow me on... all the social media, Casey_Stoddard, all lowercase. If you can't spell my name, you don't deserve me.
So. I like that. That should be a thing for sure.
Sure, why not?
If you can't spell my name, you don't deserve me.
Yeah. I'm gay.
Oh, we get Jinx, it. You owe me a blowjob.
I'm a punk rock punk queen. Smaller.
I'm your late night head rush.